Oh, that's terrible.
What is it, Bull?
A biker was beaten badly by a rival gang member over at the Central Park tennis courts.
In straight sets?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Christine. Hey,
Miss Sullivan.
Guess who just got into town?
Skipper Alan Hale?
I can dream, can't I?
No, Bull, it's Heather, my roommate from college.
Hey, so what brings old Heather by?
Well, she just flew in to host a seminar upstate on motifs of death in Russian literature.
Sounds like a real party animal.
No, you are really gonna like her. She's so sweet and she has a wonderful personality.
She's a schnauzer.
Oh, here she comes. Now, please, guys, please be nice to her. It's not like I'm asking you to fall at her feet. Christine, hi! Whoops!
I want to thank you for a really fabulous lunch. I had a wonderful time.
I paid for it. $120.
Yeah, thanks, babe. Hot dogs on me next time. Okay, good.
Well, I guess we better get the session started.
Yeah, it's about time I went in there and made the streets safer for our children. Speaking of which, if you ever decide to have any out of wedlock. I'm scoring.
Miss Sullivan, why don't you take Heather around the courtroom and make sure that she takes you up and shows you the back of my bench, because a tour is simply not a tour unless you've had a good look at my seat.
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Oh, they are so charming. So were Leopold and Loeb. You know, this may be a little bit impetuous, but I was thinking of asking one of the guys to come upstate with me this weekend. Harry or Dan?
Yeah.
Heather, that's not a little impetuous. That's naughty. Come on, Christine, this is the 80s. But you don't even know them. Did I tell you that Dan is a sex maniac?
Christine, you have always thought that every guy was a sex maniac.
Okay?
Remember our sophomore year in college when you got so upset because that guy asked to paint you naked?
He was a house painter.
All rise. This court is now in session. The Honorable and Sexy Earl T. Stone presiding.
Objection.
Overruled. Okay, take a seat and sit upon it. What do you got, macaroni?
First case, sir. People versus Sheena. She's charged with prostitution.
No.
Okay, you don't think that Dan is a sex maniac? You watch this. Ready, Your Honor?
Mr. Prosecutor.
Yes, sir. The defendant was arrested in Times Square. She has 8 priors. Prosecution recommends the maximum.
Defense?
That's it? Don't you have anything else to say?
About what?
About what? Oh, come on. Her chest, her bust, her zoomers.
What did I say?
Oh, come on. Her chest, her bust, her zoomers.
Thank you.
Miss Sullivan. The plea.
Yeah, Your Honor, my client pleads guilty.
Fine, $50 fine and time served. Ross?
Come on, honey, let's go. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Hey, you guys. I have thoroughly enjoyed watching you in action, but I have to go.
Well, can't you stick around a little while longer? We got a window washer charged with streaking.
but I really have to go. I have to get ready for tonight. Oh, actually.
Yes.
I've been invited to Roland Jeffries' party in Soho tonight. Why don't you guys come along?
Roland Jeffries, the artist?
Yeah. Sure.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, what time do you finish here?
About 10.
Perfect. I'll pick you up later, Christine. Okay. See you guys. Bye.
Look at the way she walks.
Yeah, kind of takes the wrinkles out of the old robe, you know?
Are you two done mentally undressing my friend?
Hold it a sec.
All right, I admit, she's very attractive, but Heather has flaws and imperfections just like everyone else.
Name one.
Well, she can be quite messy in the kitchen.
Maybe we should just have her put to sleep.
Then the actual truth of it is she can be more than a little bit flighty.
Do I detect a note of jealousy?
No, no, it's true. You know what Jeeva said to me about you two? She said that she might consider taking one of you two guys upstate with her for the weekend. Is that flighty or what?
We'll take a five, give the prosecution a chance to hose down.
I am ashamed of you acting like a rutting pig.
I gotta be me.
You don't see Judge Stone behaving that way, do you?
When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart. Hey, it's wonderful. Yeah. So you finished the Morris file?
No, but the execution's not till tomorrow night. We got plenty of time. Bye.
Dan.
Just kidding. There's no death penalty in New York.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that. Dan, I want you to look over these probation files before you leave.
You must be kidding.
No, I'm not.
Harry, that'll take at least an hour. What about the party?
A job worth doing is worth doing well.
That's sick.
You got a problem, Fielding?
I don't have a problem. I have a problem.
Sit. So what's on your mind?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
Because you're a judge and I'm an attorney working in your court.
So?
So I can't very well sit here and tell you that I think you're a sneaky, skinny little twerp, can I?
I see your dilemma. Hmm. Dan, what the hell is bugging you?
You'll fine me in contempt and throw me in jail.
Oh, come on.
Okay. I think you're abusing your authority over me because you're afraid of a little man-to-man competition for Heather.
You're right.
I am?
Yeah, I'm going to throw you in jail. Dan, I think an apology is in order.
Never.
Dan.
Very well.
Dan. I mean that I should apologize to you.
Damn well you should! This is an outrage!
Don't push it, Fielding.
Right.
Hey, all right, maybe I did let competition color my actions a little bit, huh? Okay, forget the files, forget the robe. Forget that I'm a judge and that you're just a lowly subordinate whose very fate hangs on my whim.
You make it so easy, sir.
This is so exciting! A Roland Jeffries party. There's no telling who could be here. Rock stars, politicians, novelists.
Hi, guys!
The cast from Motel Hell.
And the Dolly.
Roland, hello!
Oh, more friends. I barely got to know the first batch. They're so amusing. This one keeps asking me when we're going to bob for things. I keep telling him we don't bob for things at my parties.
Mr. Jeffries?
Yes.
This
This is such a bold piece. I love it. I mean, this far exceeds any pre-Columbian art I have ever seen.
I told you I don't know you, okay? I've never seen you before in my life, okay?
Yeah, but I'm positive.
Mac, what's the problem?
Oh, this guy swears he's met me before.
So?
In a former life.
Aha. He was the king of Mesopotamia. I swear, I never forget a face.
Say, isn't that Shirley MacLaine hovering over the cheese dip?
Well, I guess I better be going. Enjoyed the shindig.
Yes. Loved your sweater vest.
I knew that you would.
Roland, this looks like a wonderful party.
Yes, there is a little magic in the air tonight.
Well, speaking of magic, what's that behind your ear?
Ow!
An earring.
Those dance lessons really paid off.
Don't you ever do that again.
So the slide between the legs is out then, huh?
If I go down, I'm taking you with me.
Is anyone hungry? I'll get us some appetizers.
Well, I'll come with you. Maybe we can both find something to nibble on.
Christine, why don't you show Harry your new dress?
So you got a new dress?
Yep.
So let's see it.
You don't like it.
Well, it's just not really you.
Well, yes, it is.
That part is, but the whole thing is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of daring, isn't it?
Listen, I will have you know that I'm not the prude everyone thinks I am.
Hey, I know you. Pompeii, 79 A.D. You know, not many women would jump into a live volcano rather than lose their virginity.
Old habits die hard, huh?
So the doctor says, oh, there's my thermometer, so where did I leave my pen?
Say, Heather, do you recognize that song?
As Time Goes By from Casablanca. That's my favorite movie.
Mine too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm waiting till they colorize it.
Dan doesn't see many movies that don't have the word cheerleader in the title. Excuse us, I think they're playing our song.
So, those are new, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess I've always felt like I belonged in the 40s. It was a simpler time with simpler tastes, simpler values. I guess that sort of makes me a...
simpleton.
I never maimed anybody with that trick before. Where was I?
The 40s.
The 40s. That was another era. It was an age of innocence. It was a time when any wacky, crazy guy and gal could find each other on a crowded dance floor. Bad example.
So tell me about yourself, Harry Stone.
Who am I, Heather? Well, I guess I'm the kind of guy that has a shoebox full of file cards with all the information on every member of the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. Date of birth, favorite foods, hobbies, you name it. Me? I'm the kind of guy that goes to the supermarket and hears a delightful little ditty on the Muzak, and I just click my heels together right there in the produce section, and I don't care who sees me. Me?
I'm the sort of Joe that likes to get up real early on a Sunday and go down to the docks to watch him unload the fish. You get the picture?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, she's so exciting.
Yeah, right. Exciting, bold. You know, I have always felt like I'm in that woman's shadow. I know it's ridiculous, but there have been times when I felt completely ignored when I was around her.
I'm gonna go break in on them right now.
Yeah, that's the feeling.
May I cut in?
Why, certainly.
I should warn you, I was pretty charming.
Yeah, well, two can play at that game. Heather?
Yes, Dan?
I haven't worn underwear since 1968.
I must show them to you. They're right over here. Oh, my God, they're gone.
What's gone?
My priceless collection of antique porcelain eggs.
She picked me, she picked me, she picked me!
What?
Heather picked me to go away with her this weekend.
No! Good, I was waiting for someone to stop the shrieking.
You picked him over me?
What? Who the hell said I was deciding between you and Dan? Roland, could you show me to the powder room?
Yes, we are beating up a bit, aren't we?
Now, I'm going to go get something for us to toast with. Don't you go anywhere, my little love monkey.
I cannot believe that you would reject me for someone like Dan Fielding. Worse, you rejected me for Dan Fielding.
Harry.
Is that what you like? A man who is disgusting and sleazy? Well, listen. I can be disgusting and sleazy.
Harry, please don't feel badly. I think you're adorable. It's just that I find myself more in sync with Dan.
Yeah, well, a sink is only one of the places you'll find yourself in.
Down. I don't know what to say. Dan is just more my type. I don't know how to describe it. He's just more contemporary.
Hey, I'm contemporary.
Yes, you are in a time warped sort of way.
Well, I'm sure you mean that in the really nicest sense.
Oh, absolutely. You are the sweetest, most sentimental, terrific guy. It's just that you're not right for me. No hard feelings?
No, no hard feelings.
Good. Because, Harry, you're a very special guy. And you need someone very special. And you never know when that right person may come along.
Want to dance?
Sir.
What?
Are we geeks?
Not as long as Zippy's around. You know, Miss Sullivan, maybe they're the geeks. I mean it. I'm glad things worked out this way, because now you and I have some time together to talk, find out about each other, you know? I mean, let's face it.
Are these really the kind of people that we would want as friends?
Excuse me, is anybody sitting here?
I'm.
I beg your pardon?
You're Mel Torme.
Yes, I am.
Hi, I'm Christine Sullivan.
Nice to meet you.
I'm.
Who's the geek?
Oh, you'll have to forgive him. He's a little dazed.
I see. Well, is anybody sitting here?
No.
Great. Because I want to take this chair over there. Hey, that Dan Fielding, I tell you, I can't remember when I've met a more fun, interesting guy in my entire life. He's terrific. Well, bye.
Oh, sir, I am so sorry. I know just how you must feel. Well, look at the bright side. Things couldn't get worse.
Hey, everybody! Mel's gotta catch a plane! Let's conga to his limo!
I was wrong.
What a guy, huh?
Introducing Bio Channel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every